The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Guess what? We were getting this show ready, and then I realized we have ourselves a theme show today. We've never done a theme show. We really have. Never. Okay. Never done it. So this is the theme show music.
Oh.
Sherry and I were talking about all the stuff that's going on, and then we keep circling back to needing relationships, mm-hmm. like among believers.
Yes.
From different cultural backgrounds. Obviously, we need this, but it's got to be relationships. So
that's really the only thing that changes hearts.
It is.
And perspectives.
And it totally is. And it's not going to work on social media and all that stuff. But anyway, we got started thinking about some different aspects of that, like how to make that work when it's not the most natural thing in the world. And a lot of people are like, okay, yeah, I'm open to that. I'm humble now, but what do I do? Mm-hmm. So we came up with so many ideas that it mutated into a theme show.
Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Welcome to this awesome theme show. We'll be talking about that stuff today because a lot of people, I think, are open to it, but then like, well, how do we make that happen? Let's talk about it. It is really hard. I mean, we need relationships big time. We're made for unity. Like, mm-hmm. if you're a believer, and it's not going to, unity is never going to happen absent actual relationships. Problem is, if you're like I've been, like I was raised, it was all white people around. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anybody. Mm-hmm. It can be really, really hard to make that happen. So how do we do that? My question to you.
Well, you have to put yourself out there. And I'm not saying you have to go stand in a store and just wait for somebody of a different race to walk past and say, hey, would you be my buddy? But when the opportunity presents itself, you have to make yourself uncomfortable and put yourself out there.
That's the way it is with any friendship.
Yeah, it is.
And it takes, there's a little risk there. But it can't just be more meetings. That's the thing. It can't just be more meetings and conferences and stuff. That's our tendency is like whenever something big happens, we go, okay, new conference, we're going to schedule that. But it doesn't, the only way my heart gets changed is through relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's got to happen at that level. Don't know if you saw this, but I guess movies are coming back.
I did see. Wait a minute. What happened to our theme show?
Oh, yeah. We're still doing it.
Wait.
We'll sprinkle it in throughout the show.
That's not really a
thing. It is. I mean, we're going to be talking.
Sprinkle's not a theme.
What if the theme is sprinkling in a topic?
I'll accept that.
Okay. Yeah. We have other stuff, too. But I just want to mention that the Bill and Ted movie.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's new. I thought people were just saying they were going back to watch it. There's another one.
No, it's whoa. I clicked on it. I clicked on the trailer.
Did you really?
Yeah. I emerged from it not knowing how I feel about that.
You seem confused and bewildered.
And in these troubled times, we'll get back to talking about unity and stuff in a moment, but this sort of ties in. There's a movie that's new on Netflix called The Last Days of American Crime. It has united everyone.
Okay.
The Rotten Tomatoes score is 0%. Not one.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
We have come together to say this movie is terrible, and we all recognize it regardless of background or creed.
We're back to the theme.
All of that. Unity. Just talking about relationships, especially for people who are believers, we have to be unified, and it's not going to happen through more conferences and stuff. That's how we generally react to something.
And oddly enough, I was at a conference. And there was
some of them are good, apparently. So that's good, too.
No, there was a white pastor who said he was feeling like, I don't have any relationships. He just felt like he was lacking in perspective. And he walked across the street to a church that was predominantly African-American. And he talked to a guy there and took some of the guys from his church, some of the guys from their church, and they started a basketball league.
Excellent.
And that's how they started. And then he started talking about the relationships and the information and everything that was formed through just we're playing basketball together.
That is absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing about doing something together. Let's get a table and you guys over there and us here and let's begin a dialogue. No. Let's be together and do something. Thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. Their phone number, if you're interested in refinancing your house or buying a house or whatever, they're awesome to talk to. Mike and Brian. Talk to Mike or Brian. They're great. Anyway, phone number 800-804-SAVE if you're interested.
It turned into a theme show. We've been talking about what unity would look like among believers across cultural differences, like for the long haul. How do we make this work? It can't just be more conferences. Mm-hmm. It can't be. It's got to be relationships. Well, that's hard. One thing, this is really tricky, but Sherry said this. We're talking about it off the air. I have to lay down my suspicions. That's really difficult if you've been burnt before and you associate it with certain people.
Yeah.
Or you watch things on TV that put those people in a bad light all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To put off your suspicion is very hard.
It's when perfect love is going to have to cast out fear. That's what the Bible says. And it has to. And I have to, that's a process, but I have to be committed to these people are my family. And right. Then I have to walk that out, because with the suspicion, there's never any trust, and then there's no real relationship.
No, we were thinking about that can be in a marriage. If a woman, say, grows up with a dad who's all about power trips and trying mm-hmm. to prove he's on top mm-hmm. all the time,
mm-hmm.
when she gets married,
mm-hmm.
she may react to her husband that way, even if his heart is like, no.
Right.
This is no power thing. I'm for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use a million examples.
Yeah.
You go through life, you have certain experiences, it's very difficult to go, this relationship is not based on what happened to me a long time ago or what happened to me yesterday even. This is a different person. Thank you for listening. My name is Brent. What did you want to talk about?
How excited you get when I ask you how to spell a word.
Oh, yeah, she does. It's my time to shine. That's all I have.
You really do get happy. Like I just said, how do you spell suspicion? S-U-S. Yeah.
I'm a spelling machine and no one cares. With the advent of, obviously, autocorrect and computers.
You're feeling out of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before this time, I really should have been born a long time ago, because that would have been a valued skill. And now right. I rarely get the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But
I notice how you just perk up and you are very excited when I ask.
Can't dunk. I run a 6.4 40-yard dash. This is all I have. All this other stuff going on. We've been talking about unity, and that's very important. But there's also animals out there doing stuff, too.
I don't want to miss out on that.
Sure. Really touching story here about Chang. His name is Chang the grouper. He's a fish. He's a big, delicious fish, too, but that's not the point. We don't have to bring up how delicious he'll be at some point.
Not once we know his name. Nope.
Chang the grouper is in this aquarium in Australia, and he's lonely because the people can't come in there. It's closed.
Right.
And they're watching these fish get lonely. So they're used to having lines of little kids mm-hmm. up against the glass.
Sure.
And so they've watched Chang, like he doesn't want to eat. He's listless. He's just not being the lively grouper that he once was.
Yeah, he's not the Chang they know.
No. That's exactly right. Not the Chang that they know. So, local schools. So, first graders and mm-hmm. kindergartners have been drawing pictures of themselves. You know, mm-hmm. crayons and stuff.
Yes.
And they're putting those facing him on the glass.
Grant.
So that he, and they say, we put them up, I'm quoting here, and he came over, he was definitely looking at them. He likes to look at all the pictures because he misses the kids, and he started eating again, and he feels better now.
Brent, get out of here.
No, I'm not get out of here. No, you don't tell the news anchor that he has to get out of here.
I am.
No. This news desk is staying right here. We're sticking by our story. Whenever this subject comes up, it's prickly because a lot of times we get defensive about it. And I understand that mm-hmm. because there's so much offense going on.
You better defend.
Totally.
Yeah.
So don't feel defensive at all. But Sherry and I coming at it from, she's African-American, I'm a white guy, like to be able to talk about this stuff, about what would unity really look like that would make God really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about physically being together.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's well beyond just saying, hey, online or something, like mm-hmm. for the long haul.
And I don't have to lay down who I am culturally to be able to hang out with you, and neither do you. It just cannot supersede our kingdom connection.
Bingo.
Right? But I don't have to be like, well, I better not, mm-hmm. I better not. That's who I am. This is the culture I come from. This mm-hmm. is how we are. I remember, but I have a very, very loud family. And I remember coming to your house where you guys...
It's like a library. A very respectful library-type environment.
And it was a rager. And I remember leaving and getting in the van and thinking, man, I hope that wasn't too much for them.
It was awesome.
It was. There's something about that, like, and then knowing your family, like, because mm-hmm. we're all coming at it from the angle of, isn't Jesus a great king?
Yeah.
Like, isn't he? And then the rest of it, man, it goes from being tense to magical. If we're going to make unity work, that's a word that gets used a lot, but it's so important. It's so important. Jesus prioritizes this. This is how people will know that you're a believer, that we're sent by him, mm. is that we're unified. But if we're not, they're not going to recognize it. And I dare say they don't. Mm. So how are we going to make this work? We've been talking about this on the show. It kind of turned into a theme show. Sherry's African-American. I'm a white guy, in case you're new to the show. So we've had to work this out dynamically over the years, too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the key for me, I would say for me, is understanding. I come into any situation with stories already in my head mm-hmm. about how things fit. Mm-hmm. So any behavior mm-hmm. or any attitude or any like goes in, oh, that's that. Mm-hmm. I got to blow those stories up. Have to, it's not fair to you, to mm-hmm. anybody. It's in any relationship, honestly. Like mm-hmm. if I'm actually going to
relate to this person in front of me.
Love the person.
Yeah.
Otherwise I just love my stories, which frankly, in many cases, are just wrong. Mm-hmm. And this is not a guilt trip if you're listening. I'm telling you about my thing. And this mm-hmm. is, Sherry has to do the same thing
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
It's not like this is a human thing where we all get locked into thinking this is how the world is, and then we don't even notice when it's not. Sherry made a great point about if you don't have relationships, you don't really know what you're talking about.
No, and you can fall into, I have fallen into, that's how they do it, or that's what they think, or that's what they...
Those people.
It's a they thing. Until I started having relationships with the quote-unquote they, and then I'm like, well, no, that's actually not true. Mm-hmm. And now I'm put in a position whether I'm going to hold on to whatever stereotype I had or whatever other people say about them or the actual relationships I have.
I will say this from the white guy perspective, mm-hmm. Sherry being an African-American woman, mm-hmm. same exact thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, but this is what they think. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. is what they are. How about I let the people whom I actually know.
The person in front of me.
Yeah.
What are they saying? And let me relate and communicate with them because that is my brother and that is my sister.
Maybe these intermediaries aren't helping. One of the things we wrote down before the show is allowing people to be wrong. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down, but I knew you'd agree with it.
I do. And if you're going to walk away every time someone says something that is insensitive to your belief or your culture, then that's going to be very lonely
yep.
and very isolating to only you and people who think like you or look like you.
And you know what? Eventually you'll find mm-hmm. you can do that with people who look like you, but yeah. you'll find there's differences there too.
Yes.
And it will be just you.
Yeah, that's right.
In the end. And if we're going to do something remarkable that people see and go, how do they do that? It's going to be a lot of people going, you know what? I'm sticking this out anyway. One thing to look out for, I'll say this, and Sherry, I'll get your response on this. Mm-hmm. Look out for bitterness.
Oh, yeah.
And people generally, yeah, I'm a bitter person. Nobody says that. I'm just bitter. I'm embittered. The root of bitterness is taking over. No one. So here's some ways to tell. Mm-hmm. Found this online, like how to tell. If you're married, are your children bitter? Mm. I think they might have gotten that from you. Is your marriage marked by bitterness? Okay, a couple good questions. Does your group of friends tend to sit around and gripe? Mm. Think about this. If we're gonna make this unity thing happen cross-culturally and I'm hanging out with people who just gripe about those people.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm part of that. Is your church filled with harsh and angry people? Mm. Is your community prone to placing blame on others? Mm. Is that what we're doing? Is that what I'm constantly filling my head with? I have to break from that.
I battle against bitterness at all costs because the Bible says that there is a bitter root.
Right.
And if that takes hold in me, Brent, then the fruit of that is all just anger and hatred and bitterness and suspicion. And so I fight against it with everything in me, and it'll try to creep in. But I won't let it because that is not the fruit I want from my life.
But it is an act of fight.
Yes.
It is an act of faith, because we'll naturally do that. It's like having to weed a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes root. You got to pull it up.
Yep.
If you don't, it'll destroy everything. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly what has happened. News from science, the world of science. Wait, this is breaking animal news. Science or is it breaking animals?
Ever think I've seen an anchor
kind of both. It's
start the news.
It's also science.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's also breaking animal news.
This is dizzying. Can
it
you
is.
Just give us a story?
You think
let
it
us,
is for you? We're
decide.
The ones actually having to report on this. Scientists at Birkbeck College, which I've never heard of before, in England, discovered that dogs can catch yawns from people. They commissioned a 29-dog study. That's what it says. They had a 29-dog study.
I'm having a 30th one.
And found...
I'm out of here.
They're like, hey, Max! Hey. All right, okay. Let's just do a 29-dog study. He's a Max Salad picture here. They said after they made eye contact with a yawning person, 21 of the dogs yawned. As well. So that's from the scientists at Birkbeck College. I need to remind you guys at Birkbeck College, if you're in science, there's other stuff.
We got some stuff going on now. We'd love to have your attention.
Not saying the dog yawn study isn't important, but if there's other, if you want to study viruses,
sure.
something like that.
Vaccines and things.
Yeah, just something like that. That'd be cool too. We were just talking about unity. We have been this whole show pretty much. Sherry, it's just, I say this for new listeners. She's an African American woman. I'm a white guy. So we work this out. Mm-hmm. And that's been a huge blessing to me to learn from her perspective on things immensely. Hopefully, vice versa. That's
where you say it. Oh, my goodness, has it been a blessing to me?
That's okay, Sherry. Don't worry about it.
I'm just,
no, I don't want to take all the credit. Perspective she never would have heard otherwise.
Yeah. Because where would I? Never mind.
We're sorry. So we were just talking about bitterness and how we can't let it take root and how it has to be pulled up. I have to spot things that are prompting that and pull it out.
Yes. Immediately. You cannot let it sit. You cannot.
You can't. See, it's we're supposed, if it's root. So in the Bible, like in Deuteronomy, it talks about this, that root of bitterness will bring forth poison. But fruit is supposed to be tasty and edifying.
Right.
And instead, you're poisoning everything.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to, you know, the fruit that's supposed to happen is peace. Starts with love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't come from a bitter root. It never will. I have to pull that out. That might mean I have to shut off
Social media,
my news stuff, all of that. I've got, something has to change.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.